Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Oh, hey, Jessica, I didn't see you there.
And I didn't see you there.
Welcome home to our house that we live in together with our also aunts and uncles and small kids that we aren't ours, but just live here for some reason.
Yeah, just a big old happy family. I might say something like, hey, everyone, a brand new season of Raised by TV is available. It's in your podcast app right now.
In season 2, it's the best. You don't even have to ask us. Hosted by our favorites, John Gabris and Lauren Lapka. They're talking about more TV shows and memorable characters that warp their minds.
From TGIF to Oprah and Serial commercials.
They got Nickelodeon late night block snick. At Angsty Team shows like Freaks and Geeks, plus they're joined by new guests like Scott Aukerman.
Raised by TV.
Listen now and subscribe
Raised
on Apple
TV.
Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite
Raised
podcast
by TV.
App. Raised by TV.
Huh. It sounds good to me.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Didn't expect you so early.
Here you are.
Here you
just
are.
Walked right in.
Just right into our hotel of music and jokes.
Please, sit in this chair. It has an ottoman.
Welcome to Zach and Jess's Music and Jokes Hotel, a podcast about the
amenities.
Amenities. About sinks and bathrooms and shower curtains.
We got a great amenity here. We have an in-room piano player, Scott Passarella.
King of duvets, duvet of kings. This is confusing even for me. This is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jessica McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno. We got Scott Passarella. We got Brett. We got Dana. We have a guest.
Again, nailing that guest.
Doing that guest game.
Every week we got that guest.
Ooh, we got that guest. We were saying this before. This guest we really have been just jonesing for.
Trying to make it happen.
So
she's on the win. She's hard to pin down, like a majestic falcon slash butterfly.
Beautiful, hilarious butterfly. And we're so excited to have her in the studio. Please welcome our dear friend, hilarious person,
Allison Rich.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, are you kidding?
Are you happy or sad that the hotel bit is dead?
I am ready to create new bits.
Yes,
perfect.
That's how it should
burn
be.
It down.
Let the art
Fuck
die like a phoenix. Let it die.
So we can rise.
So we can rise from its ashes and be the new hotel.
Or even a motel. Let's make it a little worse.
Yeah, I think that's the dream.
When the phoenix comes back, it's a little bit
it's
worse.
A chicken. It's a chicken. It still is immortal.
Yeah.
And then when the chicken dies, then it comes back and it's a penguin.
Yeah.
So that's better.
Yeah. Well, no.
That was,
it's
okay.
But it's sorry. I should have said it's a sad penguin.
Oh, okay. That's
it's a happy chicken,
a
but it's a sad
nothing's
penguin.
Worse than a sad penguin.
And then when that penguin dies, it comes back to life as
A mouse bird.
As a mouse bird. Everyone's least favorite bird.
Shoot.
Guys, speaking of penguins, can you believe that there was a March of the Penguins too, and I didn't even know about it?
I kind of missed the boat on even the first one. That's like, it was a documentary about...
So the first one's about the penguins and all the places that they have to walk.
And Morgan Freeman.
And why they're doing it, and Morgan Freeman.
Yes, exactly, yes. Yeah, exactly.
But like, for penguins, the way they migrate is not flying, it's walking.
Right, and in this case, marching. So wait, am I the only one who's seen it?
First one?
Yeah.
I have, but it's been so long.
Okay, so yeah, they're marching to the safe little place where their eggs hatch. So, like, they roam around and they have, like, big old lives, but when it's time to, like, hatch or, like, care for the egg, they go to this safe area and the dads hang out with the egg. A little bit of gender reversal.
Ooh.
The dads hang out with that egg.
And the ladies go have a party.
And the ladies go have a party.
Where are... Yeah, sure. We cut to the Arctic Circle, I assume, or wherever it is that penguins go. And it's
that South Pole, baby.
It's that South Pole, baby. And those lady penguins are off for the first time in what feels like forever. And they have some time to themselves.
They're like, our eggs are out of our bodies or however that works. And we feel free and loose and light, ready to go.
Free.
Finally time for me. There's finally time for me. I ditched my egg with my hubby and now I'm free because there's finally time for me. Finally time for me. There's finally time for me. I ditched my egg with my hubby and now I
feel free because there's
finally time for me.
Self-care. I'm talking about some self-care. I'm gonna get a manicure and a pedicure. Put some cucumbers on my eyes for me.
Self-care. I'm talking about self-care. I'm gonna eat a bunch of fish and not feel blightless because I'm swimming, because I'm flightless. And now I see that there's time for me to swim and eat fish, and that's basically all I want to do. And there's
finally time for me. Finally time for me. I'm gonna eat all the fishies in that fishy sea because there's finally time for me.
Oh, every day I'll wake up and stare and hope I don't get eaten by a polar bear. Are there polar bears here? There are, or is it seals we should be worried about?
You know we shouldn't worry about a thing.
All right, it's girl time and it's
finally time for me. Finally time for me. We're not going to worry about predators. We're just gonna sing because it's
finally time for me. Finally time for me.
Just me and my best gal pals feeling free.
Finally time for me. To eat fish.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, gals.
Yeah.
I've been looking so forward to this.
Oh, I needed this escape.
I needed it too. I mean, I just feel like, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but like this was my first time dropping an egg off with my hubby, new mom.
Oh my gosh.
Penny, you're doing great.
You're doing so great. This is my second time.
Priscilla.
I mean, it's my second time. You know, I got, and you know what? What's crazy is my son, my firstborn, he's actually doing the march.
That is...
He's back marching.
Are you so proud?
I'm so proud.
In this day and age, just like to get your kids marching from a young age just like sets the...
So important.
You know, like to keep them active in the community.
They should feel like they're a part... They should feel like they have agency to be part of a march and that they can affect things.
Yeah. Saying it, Pamela.
Thank you.
You are saying it and I'm here for it.
Thank you, Priscilla. Thank you for being here for it and for hearing it.
I'm here for it too.
Penny
and
thank
Penny.
You.
Yeah.
We're all here for it, but we're actually here for just us. You know, it's just like sometimes there's a lot going on and, you know, being a mom, spoiler alert, it's a lot of work.
Feeling.
I mean, can you tell? Priscilla is even trying to take time for herself right now, but she still wants to talk about her son, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
But like now is really time to focus on you, Priscilla.
Should we make a rule? Like it's like no mention of kids.
Let's make a rule. No mention of kids. Okay.
Should we make like some more rules?
A whole big old bunch of rules.
Oh boy, this is gonna be fun.
Because if there's one way I like to have fun, it's with rules.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yes. Oh, give me a bunch of rules. A bunch, a bunch, a bunch of rules. Oh, give me a bunch of rules. Just a bunch, a bunch, a bunch, a bunch of rules. Ooh, I want a bunch of rules. I want a bunch, a bunch, a bunch of rules. Give me, give me, give me, give me a bunch of rules.
We've got rule number one. We're not talking about Daddy. We're not talking about our son.
No, 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 no.
Here comes rule number two. Don't eat dairy. I'm on a diet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rule number three. Everything we should buy is free. We're not gonna pay for anything. We're only grifting. If we're gonna shop, then you know we're shoplifting.
And here it comes, I want some more. Throwing down a rule number four. You know what would get me a little inspired? If we went around starting a bunch of fires.
Yeah, gimme a bunch of rules. Gimme a bunch of rules. You got to just give me a bunch of rules.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to recap, no talking about our kids.
Or our hubbies.
Or our sons.
Mm-hmm.
Rule number two, no dairy. Rule number three, no paying for things. We are shoplifting only.
Or grifting.
Well, the grift is the shoplift.
Wait, sorry, what? Yeah, what is grifting?
Well, I thought sometimes a grift could be like, you know, like a small swindle or a scheme.
We can run cons of any length or size, provided that we do not pay money for anything.
I do know about, what is it, high-level marketing schemes or ever pyramid schemes?
Ooh, Penny, sure. Do tell.
So, well, I used to be an Avon Penguin.
I didn't know this.
I do. I remember that. It was part of the
Is this before you and I? Is this before we became friends?
It might be that, or it might be that I kind of think Pamela's like a pretty attentive friend. And Priscilla, that's maybe not one of your strengths.
Well, I think part of it that you have to remember.
Gosh.
You have to remember.
Sorry,
I'm going to step right in the middle of this.
Can we just waddle back for a
moment? I'm step right in the middle of this, and I will say,
careful what you're stepping in.
I do. Now, Penny, what I need you to understand is that Priscilla has been doing something that you have not, that takes up a lot of her attention. Which is she's been busy with family. I won't say specifically what because of rule number one. And Priscilla,
yes.
What you need to know is that when Penny was an Avon sales penguin, she was kind of how can I put this? You kind of just came to three of us over and over and over again.
Yeah.
You kind of just repeat at those three customers. I don't think you got most of the pod of penguins.
Shh. Yeah, hello, welcome. Oh, Penny, please. I've already bought all the rouge I can buy.
But it's about to be spring and you need your spring rouges.
I still have rouges from the first time.
Well, that's on you, sister.
Well...
Look, I need to make a certain quota, okay? They're going to kick me out if I don't. And I really think that, like, if you became a penguin makeup lady under me, we could really have something going here.
Please, Penny, leave me alone. Please, Penny, leave me alone. Please, Penny, leave me alone.
Well, if you want Penny to leave you alone, give her a dollar. Or at least a bunch of dimes, just no pennies or Penny.
Oh, fine. Oh, I think you've looked at me and thought I look like a stooge. And I don't blame you, I did buy 14 things of rouge. But here's a dollar and now leave. Here's a dollar and now leave. Please don't bother me, take more time. And on top of the dollar, here's a bunch of dimes.
Hi, Penny, what do you want?
Hey, What do I want? I just want to see my friend, Pamela, and, you know, maybe show her, oh my gosh, what's this? We've got a new line of winter eyewear.
Pamela's not here right now. She's out doing her thing, and I can't. The last time you came, I bought a whole bunch of stuff for her, and to be quite honest, you didn't use any of it.
Well, what about buying something for you? Male penguin makeup is becoming a thing right now.
I mean, I do look good in eyeliner.
You do. You're sort of an emo penguin.
All right, I'll buy one more. And then after that, Penny, just please leave. After that, Penny, just please leave. I will buy this eyeliner, I do believe. But after I buy it, please leave.
I'll take $5, maybe $5 more.
Okay.
I just need a lot of dollars and don't give me pennies.
Sure, I mean, I guess I got a bunch of nickels and dimes, but I've only got $4.99. Would you take one penny? That's the only way you're gonna get $5.
I don't know how that money would break down.
So, yeah, so it sounded I missed out. Your husband was looking amazing in eyeliner.
He looked really good. He's also bad at math because he had $4.99 and claimed to not have any pennies.
Right.
And
he would need at least
trusted him since.
It's. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? What is that?
What is that, though?
Are you seeing that old, wise, old, wise penguin lady over there with too many fish to eat?
Is that a penguin lady?
Yeah, that old penguin lady. Isn't that old lady Panayathi?
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't seen Panayathi in a long time.
Should we grift her?
Let's grift Panayip. She's got more fish than she knows what to do with.
She can't eat all that fish. We're helping her.
I'm doing her a favor by grifting that old Panayip.
Oh, Panayathi.
Hi, Panayathi. It's been so long.
It's been so long.
Oh, my God. The time has passed. Did you just have your children?
Well, we've dropped our egg. We're not talking about Panayathi because you know this is the gal pal time.
Gosh, I remember, you know, I had 18 kids and just... Summer after summer,
used to shopping for 18 fit.
Oh, it's hard. Sometimes I don't, you know, I'll go to the grocery.
Uh-huh.
Lake.
Yeah, Penguin Fawns.
And, you know, sometimes I'm not used to shopping for just myself, and I'll overbuy. I do it all the time.
You know what? You know what would, like, be so amazing is, like, why don't you have us help you carry some of these fish?
Oh, that'd be so nice. I'm really falling apart. Like, I have no upper body strength these days, so that would be a treat and a half.
I can tell you are dragging your two wings along the ground.
I know.
It's too much for you. Here, let us help you.
Oh, thanks. Oh,
Penelope, some of these fish are getting a little bit close to their
eat-by
date.
Oh, really? Yeah. I have glaucoma.
Oh, Panayathi.
And
I am so sorry.
I try to bring a fish really up close to my face to see, is this okay?
Yeah, you know what? Let me try, because let me see if that teaches me anything. If I put it really close. Oh, you know what? That is so crazy. It hopped in my mouth. Did you see that?
That fish forcibly went down.
My mouth. And it was pretty crazy. Here, you try, Pamela. See if like something different happens.
Okay, sure. I'll just to see how good it is, get it close to my...
Oh my gosh.
Fish.
It just jumped
that
in
fish,
your...
fish! Just, I didn't want it to, and it went
so
right
embarrassed.
Down my throat.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, let's see.
Fish food.
You know what? Let's just see. You know, I'm sure one of us can figure it. Penny, would you try... Hold this fish real close to your eye.
Yeah, I would. Here it comes. Gloop! Oh my God, it's in my mouth. Rude fish.
Rude fish. Panayathi, I think you bought a bunch of rude fish, and we need to punish those rude fish.
Oh my, well, I sure
there's
I can.
Only
get,
one way to punish a rude
what?
Fish.
What?
There's only one thing. Death to rude fish leads death. Death to rude fish.
Well, I was gonna kill them to eat them.
I don't think...
You can't do that to all those.
Think of all the things they could do to you in the time that you don't eat them.
Okay.
They could flop around and flop your wings. They could mess up the ice where you're walking.
They could make you smell oh so bad. Then no one will hang with you and you'll be sad. But still, death to root fish.
Death to root fish. Death to root fish.
I think they've got a death wish, so we'll give death to root fish.
You know, guys, I have a gun. I have a huge gun on
me. I'm sorry, what?
Yes, look, right here.
Oh my God.
Do you see this?
But Ivy, why do you have a gun on the Gal Pal March?
I feel pretty, defenseless these days, well, with my eyes and my droopy wings. So should I just shoot the shit out of these fish?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
Bang! I like to make the sound when I shoot it. Bang! Bang! Save yourselves from my rude fish.
Guys, we have to run away.
Bye, Penelope.
Bye. Bye.
Gals.
We grifted the wrong old lady.
Well, we did each get a fish, so it was a mild success.
That was good.
Everyone, wings in.
Mild
success. One, two, three.
Mild success. Penny, we said we were going to say mild success.
I have pregnancy brain. I'm like not.
Still, yeah, it's going to linger.
We're not talking about this.
We're not talking about it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's so hard.
Over by the eggs. It's just the bros out here, you guys.
Hey. It is so freaking cold.
First time.
Yeah. So freaking cold. Just stand closer to me. Just standing over.
Patrick, get in here. Get in here.
Oh, thanks, Peter.
Yeah, no problem,
dude. Let me get in there. Oh, so freaking cold, but I just want my little baby egg to be warm.
No, I get that, man. Just take it from Paul. Chill out.
Yeah.
See how chill Paul is?
The best thing to do when you're cold is to chill out.
You gotta chill out.
You, have to lean into the coldness.
It's very zen. You gotta be chiller than the chill, because if you're cooler than cool, how can you be cold?
Dude.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And... thank you guys, because I know this isn't your first time, and I'm just so nervous about being a dad.
You're gonna be great.
You're gonna be a great dad.
You're Penny's dude, right?
Yeah, she's the light of my life, the twinkle in my eye. She's my forever penguin. I gave her my pebble, but
whoa, damn,
dude, I'm so
good for you. You gotta be a great dad,
dude. Thanks, dude. But it's just it's a lot to think about. Dang,
I got real contemplative when.
Dang.
Well, I'll be a good dad.
Be a good dad. Be a good dad.
All right, dad.
Dang, dang. Will I be good dad?
Be a good dad. Be a good dad.
All right, dad. I'm gonna try to be a good dad. I wanna be better than the dad I had.
Yeah.
Here, Dad, take this cod.
Here's a cod for a new dad.
A cod for a dad.
It will fill and fuel the bod, which is the bod of a rad dad.
A cod-eating rad dad with a bod.
You'll feel so rad when you put this cod in your bod, when you're being a dad, because you got to give it all you got when you're a rad dad.
On the lawn, 'cause grass out in the Arctic sod with your cod in your bod for this rad dad.
So go under your grass, be your real rad dad on the grass or the sod with your cod, because you wanna be a dad with a good bod, not a dad that's bad.
Try so hard.
Just like you thought.
cause dang, dang, I'll be a good dad.
You had a bad dad.
You had a bad dad, but you'll be a rad dad. With a rad dad bod.
Thanks, Jids.
You're ready, dude. You got it.
You got this.
Thanks, guys. It's nice to know I got bros that I can turn to talk to. Meanwhile, over. Under the ice.
Flip, 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 flop.
Flip, flip, flop.
Flip, flop, Arctic seals.
Oh, flip, flop, Arctic seals. Flip, flop, Arctic seals.
Flip, flop, the meal of the Arctic, the meal. Oh, can you tell I'm thinking with my stomach? The meeting of the Arctic seals is called to order and read the meal.
Right.
I'm hungry.
I'm so hungry. I can't think of anything else.
This is like the one time a year we get to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta fill up my little seal bod.
Flip flop.
Flip flop, seal bod.
I mean, this is the one time a year we get to eat. We've been on a very strict diet of nothing all year long.
And we gotta get our little seal bods all fatted up.
Yeah. We gotta get all fat.
I feel like back in the day, it was hot to be all skinny, but now it's like a time to be curvy, and I'm pretty excited to put on the pounds.
Yeah.
Can I join this meeting as a narwhal?
I don't know if we like your kind.
Yeah, I mean...
Can I just hang out near you guys while you talk?
Get your horn out of my
face. I'm sorry.
Yes, but you have to look the other way.
Okay.
I join this meeting as a polar bear?
Well, you're jolly.
I'm lost.
Wow, you are far from where you
I'm
live.
I'm very lost.
You are totally at the wrong pole.
I'm a polar bear, though, and I'm very hungry.
What about me? I'm a dog. How did I get
yeah,
here?
Yeah, this is my friend the dog.
I'm a dog. I'm just a run-of-the-mill mud of a dog.
I met him on my way over here. Can we? You know what? No, the three of you go away. Seals with me. Oh, God, they left us all alone. A dog, a narwhal, and a polar bear.
Yeah, can I hear about how you guys met? Because it sounds like the beginning of a great story.
Oh, sure.
We were on a grand adventure in the company of an 8-year-old boy, but I think he's dead.
He's dead now.
He died. He was running away from his family to prove a point.
Oh, God, what was his name? It's been so long.
Derek?
I think his name was Derek.
I think so. And so then I was kind of alone for a bit, and I just kept running and running because I saw him die, and I felt partially responsible.
I felt very responsible because I'm a polar bear, and I was wearing all this polar bear armor looking for a subtle knife and an amber hourglass or something
with my friend. This is a deep-ass cut, yeah, but I got you, bro.
Don't worry about it.
See, honestly, I'm lost.
Oh, I can help you. Oh, do you know about it was a series of books by a man named Pullman called
The Golden Compass, part of the Dark Materials Trilogy.
I think my mom tried to get me to read that in fourth grade, but I didn't read it in fourth grade, so I don't know what we're talking about fourth grade.
Anyway, the point is it really doesn't matter because I was with a girl and then she went away and then I was with a boy and then he died and then I met a dog and we came from the North Pole to here.
And I am a narwhal, the sea unicorn.
Oh. Okay.
Gonna tell you a little bit of feedback, please don't get forlorn.
Sure.
Whales sing songs and we tell tales, and we tell tales better than you tell tales, but I really still like your cute tales.
Thanks.
Cool.
But your story was bad.
I mean, yeah.
So let's start a new one.
Okay.
Well, a little critical, but all right.
I mean, we have more stories than just that.
Oh, okay.
So
So I was with a dog, it was around Christmas time, and we were really thirsty for something that goes well with lime. And we said, ooh, I know what would be good, so let's drink some Coca-Cola. We drank Coca-Cola, and we wore some hats. And then we met a bunch of cats, and the dog chased the cats, and the cats were gone. And then we came here from the North Pole.
My turn!
Yeah!
My mom sat on the couch for all of my childhood.
Yeah.
My mom sat on the couch. She once got up on the 4th of July.
Oh.
But mostly she
sat on the couch. Oh, and by the way, there's a coda to my story, which makes it even better. It was Christmas time, but unusually warm weather. It was kind of hot, and so we rolled around, and then we all sat on the couch.
Couch!
Is that good?
Is that a good story? Should we write a book?
Should we write a book?
My dog and a bear?
Dog and polar bear write a book?
You guys, I'm really excited to be new friends, but you know what? Let me just say that you guys, I'm sure, have a lot of great qualities. You're just like telling interesting stories is maybe not one of them. And but it's all right.
I don't get this.
Isn't our origin story of how a dog and polar bear came together very clear?
Not really. It was mostly about you drinking Coca-Cola and you having a mom who sadly spent most of her time on a couch.
Yeah, you got it.
I didn't find it sad.
I found it enlightening and empowering.
Well,
anyway, you want to be our friend?
I do, because I'm all alone. No one wants to be close to a narwhal, because they're afraid I'll impale them.
Wait, what? What about the other fucking narwhals?
Yeah.
Even narwhals get scared of narwhals, so we're destined to be. I could look to my left, I could look to my right, and then boom, it's a sharp poke like a knife. I didn't even mean, and now it's a job. I've turned you into a shish kebab. I'm walking around with a weapon on my head. I've accidentally made so many people dead. So that's why narwhals are alone.
Wait a sec. Does a fucking narwhal kill our boy?
Who specifically? Derek?
Yeah!
I don't think so. He died far, far away from here.
Okay, I just...
Wait, hold on. Did you kill someone named Derek?
No, just mostly other fish, seals, other narwhals. Sometimes I've just gotten my horn stuck in ice. And I even feel bad for the ice sometimes.
You know, I mean, polar bears have weapons on our faces as well. I've used my very sharp teeth to send many people to hell. Not people or Derek, specifically fish. But polar bears learn to get along. You just have to learn to be careful with the weapons you're always bringing along. We could sheath the weapon on your head.
Yeah, like a condom, but for, you know, your head.
Like a condom, but for, you know, your head.
That would be a dream. Oh, that would be a wish. Should we just stack up a bunch of fish?
Like a shish kebab. A fish kebab.
And like a condom.
Like a condom made of fish. A fish kebab. Fish condom bob.
And the fish kebab rose out of the ocean.
Oh my gosh, girls, you see that?
So many fish.
Let's go eat them. Nom, let's go.
Oh my god, seals, do you see those penguins?
Oh my.
Let's go eat them.
Oh, my dad's senses are tingling. I feel like
danger could be coming.
What will happen in this circle of animals in the far, far frosty south? Will they survive as the circle of life takes its grisly toll? Or who knows? Tune in after intermission when we return to the second half of Arctic March Madness!
The musical!
You know, they say, Jessica, in that sleep of death, what dreams may come. That's Shakespeare.
That was beautiful. But you know what dreams may come here on Earth?
When you're not dead?
Really good dreams if you're sleeping on a Lisa, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, for every 10 mattresses Lisa sells, they donate one to a shelter through their 110 program, which we love. They also plant a tree for every mattress sold and donate 1% of each employee's time to volunteer for local causes. So we're talking about good dreams.
Mm-hmm. They got 2 inches of Avena foam for cooling and breathability, 2 more inches for body contouring and pressure relief, and 6-inch dense core support foam for durability and structure. And you know, if Shakespeare was sleeping on one of these mattresses, it would have been, and in that sleep of Lisa, what dreams are going to be great, and ain't nobody dying at the end of Macbeth.
That's right. And we got pillows and blankets and foundations and frames. So try a Lisa mattress in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. They're available in the US, UK, Germany
online,
Canada, with free shipping. And this 100% American-made mattress ships compressed in a box right to your door. You can try it at the Lisa Dream Gallery in Soho, NYC, and in Virginia Beach, and over 80 West Elm stores nationwide.
Get $125 off and a free pillow when you go to leesa.com/offbook.
What dreams may come? I'd have no idea, but if you order a Lisa mattress, it'll come.
You'll write the next Shakespearean play.
Welcome back. When we last left all of our Arctic friends, we had 3 penguin moms grifting and getting some time away, 3 penguin dads protecting their eggs, some seals that we met for a second, and a narwhal. A dog. There's and a polar bear.
It hasn't been that long. The ads weren't that long. You remember what's going on, generally speaking.
You got it.
You got it.
More so, I just was like, won't this sound fun as a list?
No,
but here we go.
It's a good list.
Arctic March Madness continues now.
You said your dog sense was tingling?
Yeah. Well, I guess I don't know if that's even a thing because I'm not a full dog yet, but... It's like...
No, I do believe you're a dad. Whoa. Everyone's just an egg. Yeah. Not to, like, get political, but I do. So, anyway, sorry. Dad's no.
Whoa.
Dadhood begins at egg.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. All right, yeah. I mean, like, I guess, like, I am taking responsibility right. for my egg, and that's, like, the first stop of being a dad.
Yeah, dude, you're a dad.
And they say eggs can feel hugs at this point, so I hug my eggs, like...
Holly, are you telling me I'm a dad already?
You're a full fucking dad.
You're a dad already.
Oh, my God.
You're a rad dad already.
Maybe before the egg had been laid, then... Sure.
Sure.
But after the egg is laid, you're a dad.
Yeah, you guys, I feel like it's super hard for us to know for sure.
Let's get into it. No, I'm just kidding, man.
Yeah, I mean, everyone. I mean,
not the time nor the place.
But my point is, like, you guys have more time being dads, so I, like, don't know if dads,
sure.
like, senses are a thing or if I'm just being, like, a nervous dad over here.
No, I kind of felt it, too.
Yeah, I always get a tingle. My tingle kind of, like, runs around between my shoulders and my butt. Sorry.
Huh.
No, don't apologize. That's where my tingle is, too.
Where's your tingle? That's the question.
Okay. Yeah. It started in my toes and it went up to my beak.
Huh.
Then it tingled between my shoulders and back down to my penguin feet. And I felt it like it was starting to come together. And all of a sudden I was tingling under every single feather.
Ooh, when you get a tingle, take a tingle seriously. When you get a tingle, think about what it means. When you get a tingle, you gotta take a tingle seriously. When you get a tingle, you gotta follow what it means.
Okay, so then the tingles, they started to spread apart. And then all the tingles, they went to my heart. And they made like a exclamation point, and I could feel it. And it never has stopped, no, yet it still hasn't quit.
Okay, that's a tingle. That's definitely a tingle, but a tingle in your heart might be arrhythmia.
When I get a tingle in my tummy, I know I'm freaking hungry.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And oh, that's about the only tingle that I'll get other than the dad tingle.
When you get a tingle, you gotta take it seriously. When you get a tingle, you gotta follow what it means.
When you get a tingle,
you gotta take a tingle seriously. When you get a tingle, you gotta follow what it means.
Yeah. I'll follow it from my heart to my brain.
What's in your brain?
And I think Penny's in trouble and might never be the same.
Oh no!
Oh no!
I hate these tingles, but they're strong when we're divided. I gotta get back to her so my fam can be reunited.
Well, when you get a tingle, you gotta take a tingle seriously. So
when you get a tingle,
you gotta go back to Penny. When you get a tingle, you gotta take a tingle seriously. So get a tingle, you gotta follow what it means. Seriously, yeah.
All right, yeah. That means you guys gotta march with me, or else our eggs will get too cold.
Yeah, dads right. Who march together, sarch together.
Sarch, what?
Yeah.
What'd
sarge.
You say?
Sarch.
Sarch. Like we, you know, we look for something.
Where
we
is it? I'm searching.
I'm sarching.
Sarching high and low.
Dads who march together, sarch together. Let's go, guys.
Let's go.
Just gonna take this little dish right off the top of this. Wait a second.
What?
Why are these specials like stacked like this?
Yeah.
That's like curious.
It's like super weird.
So I don't even know. It's just kind of like moving around in the water. This fish kebab.
Wait, yeah. It's totally a fish kebab.
Wait a second. I just had a thought.
Yeah.
You remember how we just grifted that old lady, Pelliothe?
Pelliothe, 100%.
We grifted her so hard. And then she shot a gun a lot.
Yeah. And we had to run away.
But before that, yeah, I remember.
What if right now we are being grifted by this fish kebab?
Whoa, how?
Yeah, like what would be the end game of that grift?
I don't know, like we'd get lured into the deep blue and we'd die.
Hey, fish kebab, are you grifting us right now?
Tell us!
Not saying anything.
Wings in on three.
One, two, three.
Tell us! I thought we were saying wings in.
Why would we?
Okay. I get it now.
Penny!
Sorry, I just pregnancy rain.
We get it.
I don't trust this fish kebab now.
Yeah, it didn't say a thing.
Guys, sorry, but like this the whole time has not been relaxing, and that's been the point.
And we haven't done one of the things we really most wanted to do, which was set
start
a bunch of
small
fires.
Okay, wait, I have a great idea.
Okay.
What's one of the best things about our gal pal time away? Floating on ice.
Yeah.
And
wait a second, wings in on three. One, two, three.
Wings
floating
in.
On ice. What did I do?
Now I'm the one who's with it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, let's start a small fire to melt away a little flow.
Sure.
And then we'll float around and relax finally.
Can I ask you a question that may seem stupid, but I do want to ask it, and please no judgment.
No judgment.
What is a fire and how do you start one?
Oh my gosh.
Very hard not to judge.
This is hard. This is hard because.
The only reason I ask is because the entire premise of this migration is a lot for warmth. And I'm worried that the knowledge you're going to drop on me right now is going to make me rethink everything that we are doing.
Wait a second. You're totally right.
You're not only right.
So, you know what? Let's just use our beaks to break off a flow.
No, I mean, I wanted to start a fire. I'm worried that you know something that I don't.
No, actually, you know what? You're really like, no, I can't. I cannot.
But you know.
No, but I cannot
but you
share
know.
It. No.
Wait, now I'm like totally torn between the two of you.
Guys. Oh my gosh.
You have hidden.
So, what is it?
You have hidden forbidden knowledge.
Hidden forbidden knowledge. I was getting so ahead of myself and so eager. Started to share a huge piece of information like it was meager. But if I share with you, if I told you all the truth, we
forbid, hidden forbidden knowledge. Hidden forbid, hidden forbid,
hidden forbid knowledge.
I was gonna say I had some hidden forbid as well. It's personal to me, but it could make you feel more comfortable. My dad didn't like my mom, not at all. He said he's gonna go get some cigarettes, and then he was gone.
Very personal, hidden forbid, hidden forbid, hidden forbid knowledge. Hidden forbid, hidden forbid, hidden forbidden knowledge.
And I like that you feel safe, I like that you can share. But it's not exactly the same thing I'm talking about, but I do care. If I told you all, if I did desire, everything we know and love about our life would end in a blazing fire.
Hidden forbid,
I gotta keep it
hidden forbid.
Just go over there for a second. I gotta go polish my armor over here. Yeah. I'm a polar bear.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go pee on everything inside. I'm a dog.
Okay. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I thought they were talking to me for a second, but they're obviously talking to you.
I'm
you,
a
small
boy.
Boy.
I'm Derek.
Derek, I'm sorry. Why are you riding on the back of a polar bear with a dog all the way down to the South Pole?
Honestly, it's kind of a long and convoluted story, but it ends with us trying to kill God. We're looking for a golden compass and a subtle knife, but basically we're going to kill God.
Oh, that sounds like an insane story that we do not have time
for. It's really, really don't.
Can I tell you that I see something kind in your eyes, and I'd love to give you a piece of penguin knowledge in exchange for some human knowledge.
Sure. I mean, I don't have a whole lot of knowledge. Just got this rusty, rusty Boy Scout manual with me. What do you got?
Well, I have ancient wisdom passed down from generations of flightless birds.
Okay. Oh, I have the lighter that my dad threw at me before he said he was going out to get cigarettes and then never come back.
Oh, man, what a sweet hidden forbid you felt safe to share with me.
Thanks.
What is this, lighter?
Oh, no, it's just you know how you have a pebble?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a pebble that's attached to another pebble, but then it opens up and inside there's a third different kind of pebble. When you roll this wheel-shaped pebble,
what is that?
Oh, that's just fire. It makes you warm.
It's so beautiful.
It is, but don't touch it because it hurts.
Priscilla, I got lost. It's me. You know my
Pelive.
Name.
Pelive. Derek. I have to go, but let me just tell you some wisdom so that you'll always be safe and whole.
Mm-hmm.
When in doubt, float. When in doubt, float.
What's going on?
All right, Pelithy, let's go. And I'm going to take this lighter with me.
Shh.
I really seriously can't tell you guys. I seriously can't.
I mean, I trust you to know what you can and cannot share.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be thinking about this all night.
I know. It's like, let me try to even imagine.
Like,
is it that
is it
like
a hat? Is it like a big hat?
Oh, I was more trying to, that's very
what
interesting.
Were you thinking?
But like, okay, do we think the boy hung out with the old lady penguin?
What are you talking about? The book. Oh, from the story that was just
yeah, told. Was just being told.
That was told, but like, had all the salient details left out when it was said to us.
Right. Like, what could be this hidden forbid that she gave us clues to?
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have plenty of time to think about it while we look for our next grift. Goodbye, fish kebab.
Bye.
Oh, dang it. Those penguins are walking away. We didn't even eat one of them.
That stupid narwhal and that stupid polar bear and dog scared them away.
We seals are just not having a good go of it.
You know what that means.
What?
We become vegetarian. Is that what you were going to say?
I was going to say we have to kill the narwhal.
Ooh, more fun.
Ooh.
More fun than my idea.
We must kill the narwhal.
Kill the narwhal.
The narwhal has been the source of all of our problems.
Remember when we were about to have that amazing meeting and then that narwhal showed up and then that dog with a snorkel?
Remember when we were... Yes, that snorkel dog. Do you remember when we were about to play underwater volleyball and then that narwhal showed up and he popped that underwater volleyball?
Do you remember when I was going to have a quinceañera because I was getting really into Latin culture and that goddamn narwhal showed up?
Remember when we all told you probably don't have a quinceañera?
But I just feel like with animals it's okay.
Yeah, and then... Yeah.
I know. We were like, let's just be safe and not... But you're right. Either way, the narwhal...
Didn't Eric Andre just do a quinceañera?
Either way, the narwhal ruined it.
Right.
It's the narwhal's fault.
So come.
Blame the nar.
Wall.
Blame the nar.
Wall.
The nar.
Wall.
Is in charge of it all.
Wall.
So blame the nar.
Wall.
Blame the nar. The nar must fall.
Come swim with me and we'll swim through the stream and the stream will make us fast. Come swim with me, splish splash, splish splash. We must swim very fast. Remember those splish splash splashes, all that the narwhal ruined in our past. Come swim with me through the stream as we splash so fast.
Blame the nar. Near and far, wall, blame the narwhal. You know who you are.
Whoa.
Everyone, get in my car.
Whoa.
We weren't swimming fast enough. Everyone, get in my car, wall, to blame the narwhal.
Are you old
come
enough
in
to
the
drive?
Car and we'll swim very far. Come do this more, and we all shut the door and come while there's room, and we zoom, zoomy, zoom, swim to him and bring him down. And then we'll slowly laugh while that narwhal drowns. Did you know a wall could drown? Did you know a narwhal could drown?
Yes, so blame the narwhal. Drink from this mini bar.
Whoa.
I had installed in my car.
Whoa.
You know who you are.
Whoa.
Just blame the narwhal.
Whoa.
Don't get stuck in that tar.
Whoa.
It's a big wall of tar. Wall, blame the narwhal.
Dots, I think this is where they should be, but I don't see them anywhere.
Where? The ladies never leave where they hang out.
Wait, look at all these web footprints, Dots.
Oh, yeah.
We need to search for all these web footprints.
All right. March over here and let's search.
March.
I'm gonna search.
Wait, look at this fish kebab. Maybe we should stop for a snack.
Hey. Yum yum.
Yum yum in my tongue.
Yum yum yum.
I gotta work on my dod bod.
Yeah, we have to have cod in our bods so we can make bod our dods.
Yeah.
And mow our lawns full of sod.
Yeah. Did you know that cod is a great fertilizer to make your sod lawn grow?
Rala. Oh my god.
Rod dod fact.
Rod dod fact. A rat dad. The raddest fact we've ever had was a rat dad.
Fact.
You guys, Dag with the snorkel and me a polar bear.
And me a narwhal.
You feel like a lot of those fish condom kebabs we put on your horn are gone now.
Oh,
look at that.
I would look at it, but I'd be too worried when I bring down my horn that I'll accidentally poke one of you two, my two new best friends.
Oh, yeah. That is
crazy. Let me do it slowly.
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 Good. Slower.
Good.
Slowly.
I guess you did it.
Great. Oh, phew.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of missing fish. There's a lot of fish to be missed.
Hey.
Oh, no. What is this? There's a fishing load of missing fish.
Hey. And wow, I miss those fish.
Yeah.
I feel like everything's weird and different
in this Arctic area right now. I feel a tingle in me.
You feel a tingle?
Yeah. Like I'm... The only other time I felt this tingle was when I was a teen. I had a baby. I had a dad dog tingle.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it again. I haven't felt it in years.
What does that mean?
I just think it means that, like, maybe my son's near.
Your dog's son?
You have a son?
Yeah, I had a... I know this is a hidden forbid, but I had a son. And I just... This whole time up here in the Arctic, I've been feeling all kinds of tingles.
Well, you're sure you know what they say.
Dying of hypothermia?
Yeah, you might be very cold.
It could be that.
I don't. You're not built for here.
That's true.
I think you should maybe go home, but I'll miss you.
Really?
Go home. Take this fish too. You might need a snack on the way, but I won't forget this day. But you should go home.
Go home?
The Arctic's not made for dogs. Mm-mm. The cold is permeating your little dog bod. As much as I'd like you to stay and be friends, I have to feel it would have an icy end. So go home.
I've been avoiding home for all these years. Rough, rough. I don't feel like I have a home anymore, 'cause I abandoned my son.
Just a place where you go home.
Also, my boy died.
Oh, that's really sad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. It's probably not the tingle that you're feeling, but sometimes home is about finding a big and comfy couch and being on the couch and not leaving the couch. And that is a home of a certain degree, a couch.
I'ma go home.
I think that I should also go home.
And I think you're right, but I'll miss you too. And how your coat shimmers the light.
Well, you can come with me if you want to. It's equally cold at the North Pole. I think you could survive there as well.
You're saying that I could go home.
There'd be no other wall, go nor home. Walls. Go home. Go home.
You are the home I found, and now the three of us are homeward bound.
The narwhal, a polar bear, and a dog. And we are not lost, we're found and homeward bound.
There's the narwhal. Everyone out of this car. Stop him.
Hold on, I need to park the car.
Okay. All right, go a little further back.
Okay.
Okay, now.
Why are you parallel
turn
parking?
Your wheels all,
don't,
turn your wheels all.
I know how to do it. Right, I know how to do it.
Do you want one of us to hop out to guide you?
Great, now I bumped the ice.
You know the license.
Now I have to leave
trick?
A note on the ice.
All right,
bumped
fine.
The ice.
Does the ice have insurance?
I don't know. He's not here right now. Oh, dear ice, I bumped you. Here's my insurance information.
Good job. 1-800. Honestly, good job.
Seal.
Narwhal. Who, me?
Yes, you.
Well, I'm just heading home. Well, what can I do for you, seals?
You can get in our mouths.
Yeah, because you've ruined everything.
You're being rude. A rude narwhal deserves to be in the mouth of a seal.
I'm not being rude. I try to be very, very conscious of where I put my horn.
Can everyone see how rude he's being? Oh, and he's going towards our mouth right now.
Oh.
No one will believe you, Narwhal. We'll just say a very rude little Narwhal jumped right down our throats, and we had to eat him. We had to.
With his little spear, he was attacking us.
Now hold on just 1 minute. We know that, Grift.
Yeah,
we invented that, so we know that you're lying, you little silly seals.
You want to do that, Grift, you're going to have to...
go through 3 recently pregnant birds.
Yeah, yeah. And also pay us a percentage, because that is copyrighted Grift.
Yeah.
We're all about our paper here. Yeah. No pennies.
No
bills.
No pennies.
We have 1 penny, but no pennies.
No pennies.
Penny bills. Singular.
Oh, thank you, penguins. Thank you for coming to my aid. And I'm happy to give you a cut of everything I have, which is thousands and thousands of dollars in riches, because narwhals inherit wealth. Here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, great.
Hello, great.
I have no need for it. I'm leaving and going to the North Pole, which I assume has a different currency.
We don't have any currency at all. We're polar bears. Just love to run and jump and jump and run and sleep.
But what about us? We are 3 angry seals.
Arr! That's the sound of an angry seal.
Narwhal, I know that you're a calm and peaceful whale, but why don't you... frickin' impale those seals. Me? No! I couldn't!
Yes, do it.
I dare you.
It'll make you feel good. We all dare you.
We double.
Wait! I can't! That's not what I am! You're right, guys. You're right, we can't make the narwhal do something they're not.
It's against its nature.
I'm gonna get rid of these seals with a hidden forbid, but you guys cannot tell anyone else.
Nothing will get rid of us. We have seen everything there is to see here, and nothing could shock us.
Oh, yes?
Get rid with the hidden forbid!
Yeah.
Follow me up to this ice floe.
Okay.
Swim.
Should we get in the car?
No, you don't need to get. It's right here. It's close. We don't need to
go. I'll get in the car. Everyone get in the car.
No, no one get in the car. Everyone get to the surface.
Don't get in the car.
I actually have a boat.
Surface on 3. 1, 2, 3. Surface.
Get in the car.
No, we're all on the surface.
Okay, we're going to the surface.
All right. Everyone's on the surface. 3 female penguins, a narwhal, a dog.
A polar bear.
A polar bear.
A polar bear.
3 seals. And us.
The dads.
The dads.
We've been hard.
Honey!
God, we missed you girls so much because we love you.
We love you. And Penny?
Yeah?
I know it's our first kid, but I had a dad tingle and I thought you were in danger.
Peter!
I needed to come to you.
I have some bad news, guys.
What?
Well, when we were marching up here, new dad, Peter, I noticed...
Patrick.
I'm sorry. Here too.
Hi, Paul. Peter.
Peter.
Hi. Patrick.
Patrick.
I noticed... your egg touched the ice.
Oh.
Just for a second.
Am I?
Penny, I'm so sorry.
Is our baby dead?
I mean, it will be, because it touched the ice. And there's nothing. There's nothing that can reverse the temperature that has happened to that egg.
Am I?
There is something.
What?
What is that?
And I...
This
might change everything.
Oh my god, it's a
you
big
know our hat. Friendship has
She's
been damaged
about-
and we've been trying it.
I'm going to tell you the hidden forbid.
What is it?
I have it here. Here's a gift from a sweet boy named Derek. And...
wait, Derek?
Or my boy?
Derek.
Wait, what, dog?
You know, I kind of think of the dog, the boy as mine, even though normally it's humans' own dogs.
Oh, that's what you meant.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it
Sorry.
Now.
And so do I. All right, guys. Here it goes.
Oh my god, what is that glowing thing? It's
Patrick, walk your little egg over, march your little egg right over here.
We are seals and we are scared of this thing!
Away, seals! Away, seals!
Flippy flop, flip back, get in my car! Everyone get in my car!
Swim away forever! Oh, cool. First thing, check. Seals gone. Kay. Narwhal, you're safe. But now, Penny and Patrick, back to your egg.
Oh my god.
I'm so sorry, babe. I was trying so hard to be a good dad, but I was a bad dad, just like the dad I have.
Don't say that.
That weird thing is giving me weird tingles that I've never felt before.
What?
Those tingles are called warmth. And this
warmth.
Is, well, we already knew that word. I just mean like we're feeling warm by this fire.
Warmth.
Okay.
This is fire.
Fire.
This, it's, we're warm now.
Wait, why is this like a hidden forbid?
Okay.
I don't get why you kept
All right,
this on us.
Listen, everyone. That's because we already knew warm.
Mm-hmm.
So
Peter, I don't know why you're doing that weird thing.
Yeah, you're right. That was dumb of me.
No, it's okay.
No, I'm sorry.
No judgment. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
We know
it. We already know what it is to be warm. Normally, we get it by putting our bodies together. Our dod bods.
Our dod bods together.
Our dod bods make us warm. But this little thing actually can make us warm, too. And it can save your egg.
That's warmer than a dod bod.
Wait, but
that's why it was a hidden forbid. That's why it was a hidden forbid.
Because, you think we're going to start marrying fire instead of other penguins?
No, but I mean, this is... If you knew there was something to fix your mistake, you would be much less careful about the decisions that you make. And if you knew that you didn't have to march long and hard to be safe, would you even start? This changes everything. This changes everything.
And that is why I wanted to keep this secret from you all. I'm sorry I had to break it out to save an egg and a narwhal. But we could keep it here. We could still keep it between us and go back to the ways we've always known and trust. This doesn't have to change anything.
It doesn't have to change.
This doesn't have to change anything.
It feels like it's changing everything.
Oh my God, I don't mean to stare. There's something that's just floating over there.
Oh my gosh, I know what that is. It's that sweet little joy boy.
Yeah, wait.
The one who gave me this lighter.
Hello, my name is Derek, and I've floated around the world. I've been so many places, met so many boys and girls. But I'm a little cold, it's hard for me to act.
Hi, guys. Sorry, don't mean to interrupt. It's me, your old lady friend.
Pelliothe, we
and
know.
I have my gun.
Whoa!
Pelliothe, it wants to be used.
No.
I feel like some of the other ladies here, not you guys, but some of the other lady penguins were grifting me, and I feel hungry to shoot.
Pelliothe, please walk away and just shoot into the wilderness and never come back.
You mean just spin around right now and shoot? Bang!
Wow. Oh, narwhal. You don't have to be scared anymore. Because that bullet removed your horn.
And now I won't fear that I'm only safe alone. I'm just a normal whale with you as we swim home.
I'm a little cold and it's time for me to go home too.
I would like to return this gift to you.
And I'll return the knowledge that helped me live life like a boat.
Well, you can keep in your heart that lesson that when all else fails, you float. Goodbye.
Goodbye. We'll go with you. Goodbye.
Other going home.
Goodbye.
Bye. I'm dead.
Wow. Fellow penguins, sometimes for truth we search. But other times we just know them already and we march. I know that I had shown you something that I had kept hid. It was because I was worried it would ruin everything that I decided it was forbid. But now I know that love is stronger when it's a choice. Love is stronger when it's a choice. And now we look to it all and give it voice. We can choose not to change the way we've done things, even if there's a different way.
Yeah, being the same, just being like penguins like we were every day.
But now we'll know that there is other things we could learn.
Like I'm Penny and I don't like change.
Sure. It doesn't have to change a thing. And in doing so, it also changes everything. But it's a choice.
Choose to change.
choose to change at all.
Choose not to change. We choose not to change. We choose not to change.
We choose gladness in this Arctic March.
Madness.
Oh my gosh, my egg just opened up. It's a baby.
The end. That was Arctic March Madness.
We'll be right back.
After this and these.
Hey, Zach.
Yeah.
Whoa. You sound really cool.
Thanks. I feel really cool, but my hands hurt a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Hey, I just listened to this amazing scripted podcast that Marvel made called Wolverine: The Long Night. If you haven't heard it yet, you're missing out.
Yeah.
The first 7 episodes are really amazing. If you start now, you'll end up binge listening to the whole thing. Trust me, that's what I did. I mean, just in time to get ready for the finale.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like the first season of True Detective, it's kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
The show follows 2 special agents investigating a string of murders in deep Alaska.
Whoa.
And they suspect Logan, a stranger with claws.
Ow!
Are you okay?
Yes.
A.K.A.
I just rubbed my hand on a cheese grater.
Ooh.
They hurt so much.
I'm sorry. Well, yeah, they're looking for Logan, a.k.a. Wolverine. But between a night-worshipping cult and a shady police force, things get a lot more complicated.
They didn't find him, right? They don't know where I am, where he is. They don't know where he is.
Nope.
Okay, great.
It's really amazing. The podcast stars Richard Armitage. He's incredible as Wolverine, with Scott Adsit from 30 Rock and Ardo Osando from Altered Carbon, plus appearances from people like Chris Gethard.
You're saying that Marvel's Wolverine: The Long Night is available exclusively on Stitcher Premium? And to listen now, go to wolverinepodcast.com. That's wolverinepodcast.com. And use the code MARVEL at checkout to get your first month free. And
yeah.
It's not me, and you don't need to worry about where I am right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Ow!
Stop grating cheese that way.
That time, I stubbed my toe.
Oh.
Welcome back.
Oh, Allison, what a treat.
Oh, Allison, what a treat.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks so much for doing
Allison,
the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yay.
I just want to do one quick segment now at the end that we like to call
New Phone Who Dis.
So all we need is an ingoing or outgoing text message from you, and then we're going to rap about it.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
The text says, a prescription is awaiting your pickup at the following Rite Aid location. I'm not going to tell you what the location is.
Or the prescription. Great.
Mm. Hey, I love it. All right, let's do it.
There's that music.
Yep.
Your prescription is ready so you can come and pick it up. We don't know what it's for. It can be cause you fucked without using protection, and now you've got an infection, and now it's time just to fix it. Just follow the directions on the bottle. Take a pill like every day. Take them from the beginning of April through May. It's an 8-week course of antibiotics cause you got up in the sheet straight acting chaotic.
Right, Aid. Aiden, right, we got
Right Aid,
and we're aiding it right. We got
Right Aid,
and we're aiding it right. We gotta get up in the shade, do it right, Aid, alright.
Okay.
Yeah, you feeling rough. You gotta get in here, and we're gonna solve it up. Gonna solve your cough, gonna solve what's in your nose. Any kind of infection and sinus, I suppose. Did you get it? Did you get it? Is it true? Did you do it? Need a little Tamiflu? Well, it's waiting. Or are you going out of the states and you wanna get some medication? Make no mistake. Well, we're doing it
right, Aid, and we're doing it right. At the
right Aid, and we're doing it right.
Well, I'm the pharmacist and I'm judging you. You have 7 different flus. What did you do to your body today that would make it need drugs through May?
You got the bird flu. That's flu number 1. You got dog flu. Man, that flu isn't fun.
You got pig flu.
Pig flu.
You wear a wig, cause number 4 is the flu of all the wigs.
You got wig flu. That was wig number 4. You got hat flu. Like we said before, you wore a wig and a hat. Wore them at the same time. Now you've got 2 more flus. You've gone from 7 to 9. Right Aid,
and you're doing it right.
Got the
right Aid, and we're doing it right. Make you feel better, and we can improve your sight. Because at the right aid. We are doing it right. We out.
We out.
At the right aid. Maybe also sometimes not at the Walgreens or the CVS.
Anywhere you can get prescriptions. Alvin! Thank you for coming on the podcast so much. Where can the people find you on the social media? What should they know?
Oh, man. You can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is AllisonRich123. There's one L in Allison. I'm going to put out this new little series coming soon called the Macmillan Genius Grant. So check that out. It'll be on my Instagram and on my website, AllisonRich.com.
Oh, we're looking for it. It's going to be great.
Keep your peepers on it.
Do it. I'm going to do some quick housekeeping really quick. If you're in Los Angeles, Jessica and I are doing a live Hello from the Magic Tavern, actually a live Offices and Bosses at the Bootleg Theater in Los Angeles, April 22nd at 6:30. You can get tickets at HelloFromTheMagicTavern.com and click live shows. It's going to be great. Shout out to the Sleepy Babies. We held you guys ransom for fan art, and man, did you deliver. Thank you, hashtag consistently rad, Fache Deroche and Lisa Yamamoto for your frankly incredible fan art of
so
us
amazing.
As different Care Bears. Animals.
Ooh, baby.
Thank you, Alex Engelberg, for all the dope remixes you've done. We're trying to get better at thanking you guys for all the cool stuff you do for us. Thank you. We're getting better at it. And to everyone listening in the car with Dan Bosco, thank you so much for listening. We're thrilled you enjoy the show. Thank you, Scott Passarella.
On the keys.
Thank you, Dana. Woo! Thank you, Earwolf. Thank you, Brett.
Thank you, Allison, again. Thank you, Zach. Thank you, Table.
Thank you, Jess.
Thank you, Space.
Table. Thank you, Headphones.
Thank you, Microphones.
Thank you, Penguins.
And, you know, as we always say,
if you're Morgan Freeman,
you're doing more than me, man.
Hell yeah. That's the best one we've ever done. Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.